Some ruined dits.
Goes to Jackson Trengove. He can actually have a shot on goal if he wants. And as easy as you like, he kicks the first goal.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengove.
For Comwire IT. Complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
7:54, Jackson Trengove's with us. Jacko, I had a feeling about 3 weeks ago when you got dropped from the Port Adelaide side that that would be it for you. Obviously hoping you'd get your way back into the team, but you haven't. I fear that you won't be at Alberton next year.
Yeah, it's definitely a chance, I think.
So it is a chance.
Yeah, I've always had the mentality. I mean, after that game, I had every intention to still be at our footy club, but probably over the last 4 weeks, I've had to, you know, reassess where I'm at our football club. Whether it's, whether I'm in the picture of playing footy. Obviously, I still think I've got a lot of AFL footy left in me. Not to be.
How old are you now?
So I'm 26, 27.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you play your best footy from 26 to 28, I reckon.
Yeah, so I still.
Your
feel
body's
like
okay.
Body's fantastic. So I still feel like I've got a lot of footy left, and I've got to have that honest conversation with the football club at 10 o'clock this morning of where they actually see me, if I fit in their picture, and if I don't, then I've definitely got to have to look elsewhere.
As of, say, 10:15 this morning, if you don't hear what you want to hear, how would you feel about not playing for Port Adelaide next year?
It's a hard thing, and I've probably, you know, thought about it over the last, you know, 4 weeks. When you're actually not playing, you sit there watching the boys thinking, you know, I still feel like I could be out there. You feel like you've got a role to play, but you're not getting selected. And it was hard for me because I was going back and doing the right thing. I could understand if I was going back and playing pretty average in the sandpool, but I was playing as good as
I could
play. You
got best each week, I think.
Yeah,
or close to it.
Pretty close to. So I was playing some really good footy. I felt like I had my touch back and was ready to go. So, it's a hard feeling. It doesn't really sit too well with me because I played at this football club and love this football club. There's no doubt about it. I come over here as a 17-year-old, just 18, and the football club and the supporters to me have been terrific. You know, on field and off field, they've been fantastic to me.
All right. I want to be balanced here, and I'll play devil's advocate. What if Ken Hinckley says to you this morning, you hit him with both barrels and say, I should have played, or I could have helped out the other night, and Roo has said he thought you should have stood McGovern. Ken Hinckley.
Or Dan Beck. One or the other.
Yeah. Ken Hinckley might come out and say, well, we lost after the siren by 2 points. And we kicked inaccurately, or we did all these other things wrong, like could have and should have won, but didn't. I understand didn't, but he could say that to you, couldn't he? So did he? My point being, he
should have won by 5 or 6 goals. Did
okay, but I'm just saying this is how the conversation might go.
Yeah,
would he be justified in saying that, Jacko?
I mean, at the end of the day, it was his decision to make that spot. There, you know, I was there. I was putting my name up, and that's all I can do as a player is play good, put my hand in front of him, train really well. I think, you know, my attitude over the last 4 weeks, I've really learned a lot about myself and how to handle yourself in situations that, you know, aren't going as you would
your
please.
Way.
You sit there. But, you know, I just kept putting my hand up. I was training really well for the Magpies. I was bringing a great energy and positive attitude to our footy club to try and improve. So, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't selected in that side, and it is what it is. You can't change
any chance of playing for Port next year. Seriously, are you any chance at all, or are you gone?
No, I'm still a massive chance. As I said, the conversation's going to be honest, and I've always said that from probably 3 weeks out to, you know, leading right up to now, that we're going to have this conversation at the end of this season.
Well,